Nah, but we're here, baby. We're here. We play, man.
Yeah, we play hurt.
Yeah.
You know, we're not hurting right now, but, like, the idea of it.
That's correct.
We play distracted.
Yeah.
We're here for you.
We play through adversity.
This was a big one. We didn't want to not be here for you guys, so we're here for you guys.
We are here. That much I can promise you.
Physically here, mentally, we are not here.
No,
you're going to suffer a little bit as listeners. When we apologize ahead of time.
But hey, we're here.
We're here.
That's
all you can ask for us.
Guess who else
is here?
Just show
up.
Our boy, Patrick Riley, a real estate professional with Century 21 Select, specializing in properties in Chico and Butte Meadows. Patrick is dedicated to helping buyers and sellers achieve their real estate goals with kind quality service. Patrick can be reached at 530-588-6593 or on Facebook. And unlike us, Patrick doesn't take days off. We had to take a couple weeks off, regroup. We were traveling and whatnot. But we're here, man.
Pat wouldn't do that to you.
Pat would never.
No, he would never do that.
Not our boy, Patrick Riley.
We
never
know that
ever.
Guy,
he's
personally.
Got you.
Always there.
We'll be here. We're a fickle bunch here. All right. Well, turn me up, sir. Let's start the show.
We talking about practice. Not a game. Not a game. Not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
Y'all know the drill. We are the one, the only, talking about practice. I'm your co-host, Jerome. Alongside me, as always, partner in crime, co-creator of the show, Derek Isomaki.
Yo, what's good, party people?
We have our resident degenerate. Actually, no, we don't, because he's home watching Michigan. He's got rent riding on this game. Michigan -5.5. We're looking good so far. So shout out to Rude Dog. We'll see him. Hopefully at the beginning of the second half.
Not just rent, I think one kneecap on the line.
Yeah,
too.
Rent, a kneecap.
A
car payment.
Yeah, you know, a couple other things on there for the line. So we understand why he is on here, sweating it out.
But in lieu of not having Rudy here, we do have producer extraordinaire, Stepman Brett.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yo.
I'm ready to go.
All right, it's good to be back, man.
It's great to be back.
It's,
under the circumstances... Would it be nice to not be distracted, but you know what? It's a good distraction.
I'd rather us be here and Michigan 100%. Be in the championship game.
100%.
And we're not licking our wounds and starting the show complaining about Michigan not being in the game.
Yeah, that was always a possibility, especially if you're a Michigan fan, you realize the heartbreak that has happened
over
the years. And you just kind of get used to it. You get numb to it, so you expect it to come. So when it doesn't happen, I'd rather rather be here than saying we're here and Michigan's not in the championship game right now.
And when Alabama got selected... I can say I was thinking the exact same thing with all the history
here
that we had.
Go again.
Here we go again.
You saw the dudes in the room when Michigan players found out they're playing Alabama have a similar reaction. But lo and behold, here we are up 14-3, driving again in the championship game. So we'll keep y'all updated. For the few of you who are listening to us, everyone else is probably watching the game that listens to us regularly.
I mean, you'll know exactly how it goes.
You will.
You know,
we'll do our best to keep the language FCC appropriate.
Yeah, lucky we don't have Rudy here right now.
Yeah,
that would be terrible.
Bruce Cannon. Every group's got to have one, and he's ours.
He is, yes. Yeah, he's our wild card.
That's why he was smart enough, self-aware enough to say, yo, I'm calling out.
That is, we got to give it to him. You know, when you realize your own flaws and you call yourself out on it and say, I got to take a step back, respect.
He didn't even walk up to the line and call an audible. He was like, you know what, coach, I got to sit this one out.
Don't put me in, coach.
Yep.
Like, don't put me in.
It's not going to go well.
Yeah.
All right. Let's update people on what's going on since we've been gone. Well, before we get to the NFL, because that's the most recent thing that's really happened, I just want to ask, were there any stories while we were out that you're like, oh, God, I wish we were going to get to the radio to talk about this one?
There obviously, I mean, you got the plenty of highlights of the stuff that's happening in like the pop culture world. You know, those are always fun. And I'm sure they would have brought up in certain situations if the show led its way. And let's face it, we always lead its way to that way. I'm trying to think sports wise right now.
I have one for you.
Go for it.
The owner of the Carolina Panthers.
Oh yes, yeah.
Throwing a drink on a fan.
I try not to. I'm realizing how bad of a situation Carolina is right now.
It's bleak right now.
It's very bleak, very very dark and gloomy. Yeah. We have a terrible owner. Yeah. That's really just the cherry on top of how bad of the situation it is. Because again, you might think, Derek, you finished with the worst record in the league. You failed to score points in the last two games. You got the first pick in the draft. Wrong.
Be wrong, yeah.
Very wrong. That pick is gone. That pick has never been ours to begin with. This entire year, we were never playing with this pick. This pick was always going to be going to Chicago because we decided to trade for the number one pick last year. And what did we do with the number one pick? Not select C.J. Stroud. We selected Bryce Young.
Now, I will say, we got to give the young man some time. Because
100%.
You know,
but I'm over that time.
Okay.
Yeah. So after seeing what C.J. Stroud did this entire year, go out and lead a Texans team that was abysmal last year. Now, granted, they got themselves a fantastic coach in D'Amico Ryans, and he turned that culture around 100%.
Not just that, but they also had a solid pick with their defensive rookie of the year. Or potential, and...
Is that Will Anderson we're talking about?
Yes. Yeah, and then you also have, what's his name? Travaris Dell?
Tank Dell?
Tank Dell. Yeah. How can you not...
I don't know. He was on my fantasy, but I always know it was T Dell.
Okay, either way.
You imagined his name was Travaris?
Yes, 100%.
I guess good of a chance as it being Tank.
Yeah. In this world of the NFL right now,
That
was a good chance. That's almost like saying Muhammad out there.
Yeah.
But either way... we took Bryce Young, and that has, again, he has shown some promise. But again, the dude is 5'8". 5'8 quarterbacks don't work!
Yeah.
This is a world in which your physical attributes are pretty, pretty important. And he lacks in a pretty important physical attribute. The ability to see over your line!
Yeah.
Those guys are like 6'3 at the shortest. You know what 6'3 is? Taller than 5'8".
Yeah.
So, yeah. We have to do with the short guy out there and Bryce Young.
Yeah.
While we see C.J. Stroud.
Not hating on you short kings.
No, not at all.
No.
If you're my quarterback.
Just if you're my quarterback. 100%. No problem
if
you're 5'8".
I want you to be a tall god, not
a
short king.
If you are 5'8", being my quarterback, I want nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
I don't care if you order the fish over the steak. Actually, I do care about that. That's a red flag right there. If you're at a steakhouse and you get the fish, that means one thing. You're a pescatarian and you don't eat meat, which I can respect that. I don't get it, but I can respect it. But if you are someone who eats meat, you go to a steakhouse and you get the fish, that's what happened over there. That's the red flag I'm looking at. And we saw C.J. Stroud again just do miraculous thing after coming off an injury a few weeks off, and just absolutely... put his team on his back.
Okay, so maybe you have an owner who meddles too much and hires a coach and fires a coach quicker than any hiring and firing in the history of the NFL. And
he loves to fire people. That's his problem.
On fans, which is obviously a bad look to say the least when you're the owner of a team. However, on the bright side, Bryce Young and the Carolina Panthers did beat C.J. Stroud and the Houston Texans in Houston this year. So you have that.
There we go. That was our Super Bowl. We won it.
Yeah, you got it.
We won our Super Bowl of the year at least. Yeah. We got that one.
I don't really understand what you're so upset about because it sounds like you guys already won the Super Bowl.
You know, I really feel like Debbie Tepper, you could have done something like give everyone like a free drink or something.
Just anything.
Just to kind of do something to help them out, but there wasn't any talk of that. Or at least like... I don't know. It's just it's tough. And again, this is the pick was David Tepper's on all accounts. No. Frank Reich on all accounts. You want to talk about him and what he did? He wanted C.J. Stroud. Most everyone else wanted C.J. Stroud. Again, it helps when the quarterback can see over the line. That being said, David Tepper wanted Bryce Young, and we got Bryce Young. And you never know. Bryce Young might turn into becoming a Drew Brees-esque type of player. 100% could be. He doesn't look like it though.
It's not off to a strong start.
Which again, you can't, you know, 1 year in. And you never know. Maybe C.J. Stroud is just a flash in the pan. Probably not.
He looks pretty
good. I'm hoping for more flash in the pan than I ever have been.
All right. Listen, no one expected to come off a two-week hiatus of doing the show and starting with 10 minutes of Carolina Panthers talk, but here we are.
You're welcome.
I do want to go over the season real quick and just hand out some awards. These are some things that came just top of mind, and if y'all have some, I'd love for y'all to jump in. So, first we're going to start with the Macaulay Culkin Award.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Nice. So, the idea behind this is this award goes to a player or a team with a ton of potential that we thought was going to do some real things this season and just fell flat. And I have two nominees, and I'd like to get your guys' take on this. One, Aaron Rodgers. Granted, not totally his fault, but, you know, Father Time is undefeated.
Yeah. I mean, no one has dominated the headlines more by never, like, taking, like, more than five snaps in a season.
Yeah. He can't help but continue to seek out attention and, you know, be in the news cycle, whether he's walking on the field, saying he's going to return, even though he's never really planned on returning to the field, just to defeat science, and then just some of the wild things and accusations he's saying. The Jimmy Kimmel situation where he said he was on Epstein's list, says he was joking around, whatever. Or Pat McAfee said he was joking around. The fact of the matter is, we thought the Jets maybe this year could be quite possibly their year, and here we are. So Aaron Rodgers for the Macaulay Culkin Award, sorry. And the other one I have, I hate to say it because I was riding these guys so high coming into this season. I was like, I really think they have a shot at the championship. Maybe they could get past Baltimore. And that was the Miami Dolphins. I thought this was going to be a huge year for them. And the way they ended the season, not much different than how they ended last season. I think they ended last season 0-5. I think they did 2-3 in the last five this season. Granted, some tough games, but could not beat a playoff team. So it's been, I guess, Dallas. They did beat Dallas, right? Yeah, they beat Dallas. But other than that, it's been tough sledding. And Dallas hasn't been world beaters against playoff teams either.
Definitely, the Miami Dolphins have painted the most fraudulent season of all time right now, just in terms of the hype that went into it, the hype that we have around them, because we love their coach in Mike McDaniels. We love the Tyreek Hill as a phenomenal player. He had that MVP conversation for a minute before the last few weeks. Everything kind of slightly derailed for this Dolphins team that derailed. I mean, they were an epic collapse of a team that almost should have had the AFC East completely theirs.
Yeah.
It was theirs, essentially theirs, wrapped up with about 5 weeks left in the season.
Right.
And then they decide to, you know what, let's not have a home playoff game. Let's give it away to the Buffalo Bills, who had themselves a coin flip of a season, where it literally was Tweedledee and Tweedledee, like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde type of season with the Bills. So, you either got an amazing situation, or you got a team that just, like, was just classic Josh Allen, who would forget his head if it wasn't attached to his body. So it was the fact, that Dolphins team, their inability to close it out, that's a very fraudulent look, and I'm sorry, now they're going to have to go into Kansas City and play in a cold weather environment, and them boys in Miami don't like cold weather.
Mm-hmm.
And when you wear those uniforms in cold weather, they don't play.
Dolphins 7-2 at home, 4-4 away, to your point. All right, next award here, and I'll circle back to you guys, see what you guys have. The next award is the Carlos Santana Award. This goes to a team or player that fell off the face of the earth, more or less, and then had a major comeback. Joe Flacco. I mean, obviously.
Naturally.
It's got to be Joe
Flacco. It's got to be.
And that's so crazy to say in a year where a guy died on the field and came back and played.
Yeah.
But Joe Flacco has been insane. I mean, he's doing Joe Flacco things, right? He's still having the interceptions. But to kind of right the ship there in Cleveland after they, the nasty man, their quarterback there, got injured. It's got to be Joe Flacco, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, Joe Flacco, that is a spectacular story, and all power to the Cleveland Browns right now for finally getting a good guy behind center as opposed to your massage champion. You know? Yeah.
All right. This next one goes to... it's the Shia LaBeouf Award. This is a team or player that is seemingly talented, but we are confused by who they are now.
Running for your life from Shia LaBeouf. He's brandishing a knife. It's Shia LaBeouf. Lurking in the shadows. Hollywood superstar Shia LaBeouf.
Again.
Wow.
Aaron Rodgers.
Oh.
What's your deal, bro? Like, what are we doing here? You're not playing. You can't just step back from the spotlight. We're just very confused. You're a future Hall of Famer. No one has overachieved and underachieved so greatly in the history of the NFL as Aaron Rodgers. Yes, sir.
I was going to say the Philadelphia Eagles.
That
was
going to
be mine. Yeah,
that's a great nominee. We thought you were one thing, and much like Shia LaBeouf's career, we're very confused on the direction in which you're headed now.
Not normal for them.
I mean, they're talking about firing their coach who took them to a Super Bowl last year.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And they would be right in probably doing so. Because Nick Sirianni, cringe.
Yeah.
Very cringe.
He is very unlikable.
Yeah. Like, the Philadelphia Eagles in general are a very unlikable team, especially this year. Like, the Tush Push has lost its luster.
Yeah.
Because that's all they have.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, if they had anything else going for them, but, like, they don't have anything else except the Tush Push this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just become like,
Yeah.
Like, the Tush Push was a nice little cherry on top of, like, we're a dominant team. You cannot stop us in any way, shape, or form. It's like, no, the only thing we can do right now is this little Tush Push if we're at the, you know, the 3-yard line or closer.
It wasn't, but go ahead.
I will say it saved my fantasy. That Tush Push having...
Because everyone cares about your fantasy.
Yeah. All right, we're moving on. I will say real quick, it wasn't but 6 weeks ago that... Some folks are talking about A.J. Brown as a potential dark horse for MVP.
Mm-hmm.
And he was averaging like 125 yards and a touchdown per game. And all of that has just been...
Where did they go? It really does wonder what happened in that situation. Is it a coordinator situation? Is it play calling? Is it the team just not performing up to their standards? Because that, at the same point in time, falls on coaching at the same point. If players aren't performing well, how are the coaches not getting to perform well? Because that's essentially the coach's job, is to get your players to perform at the level that you want them to.
Yep.
And right now, it is pretty awful. And if you're a Philadelphia Eagles fan, Booth, we're looking at you. Sorry. Not really sorry, but, you know, it's fun to watch your demise.
Yeah.
I can't help myself.
Sorry, bud.
Delicious tears.
Yep, indeed. All right. This next award is the Same Old G Award. Same Old G goes to a player or team where it's a new season, same old results. I got a couple for this.
Same Old G.
All right. One, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Another year, another winning season for Mike Tomlin. I don't know how he keeps doing it. I believe they started 3 different quarterbacks this season, and yet they find themselves in the playoffs with a winning record yet again.
I mean, Mike Tomlin must be a modern-day Faust right now with his soul sold to the devil at this point, because he must have said something where it's like, hey, I'll sell my soul to the devil, and I'll never have a losing season in the NFL, because that's the only way you could do that, I feel.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, you like look at what just happened to Bill Belichick right now. Bill Belichick has gone on to become that team has become a joke the past couple of seasons, and this season in particular. But Mike Tomlin, hell or high water,
my dude performs.
My dude comes out there, puts his team out there, and makes sure they're ready to play every damn Sunday.
That's right.
Now, sometimes it's not consistently, but every Sunday you're going to get some type of team from the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I got to give a shout out to that team. I mean, obviously, it's an organization that's steeped in history. They are tied with the most amount of Super Bowls in the NFL for an organization. And the fact that they're able to do this, that's just a testament to the organization as a whole, but the fact that Mike Tomlin is somehow able to be the forefront of that organization, shouts to him. Mike Tomlin, Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Agreed. Do you guys have anyone for the Macaulay Culkin Award, the Carlos Santana Award, Shia LaBeouf Award, or Same Old G Award?
I got to give the Same Old G Award. The Same Old G Award, I'm looking at the Minnesota Vikings.
Yep.
They are a team that... they are consistently just a team that... They could have been there. They had a really good run. They obviously losing Kirk Cousins was a big detriment. They went through the route of getting a two good games of Josh Dobbs and then getting rid of him. And then realizing Nick Mullins was their answer to having exciting games where interceptions and touchdowns are one and the same. But if, again, you think about it, they had a really fun team. They had did a really good job in kind of coming together. And if you think maybe if they had Kirk Cousins, they'd be a little bit different off. But it's still Minnesota. Bad things happen to them, and they'll never experience any joy.
Yeah, I mean, you look at it, and that game that Minnesota had against the Niners, I mean, Kirk Cousins looked like an MVP in that particular game and was really coming on that time of the season. And it was really unfortunate that he went down for the rest of the year.
Kirk's A game, I believe, Kirk's best game out there, I think, could hang with any team out.
Yeah.
He could hang with any team. Like, does he have that consistency? No, obviously not.
No.
No one has their best game consistently. But Kirk has a certain – he's a good quarterback. He's a solid quarterback.
He is.
And he's probably going to become probably trade bait, I feel, at this point.
Well, I think he's going into free agency this season.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah, I think he's going into free agency this offseason. So, because I remember there's a lot of chatter about how much did Kirk cost himself with this injury. And it's like, well, he didn't injure himself, so he didn't cost himself any money. But he –
he wasn't like taking a sledgehammer to the toe.
Right, right, exactly.
He was happy to play on turf.
That's you're right. I think that's a good one. I think another nominee for Tame-O-G would be once again your New York Jets, just because we talked all offseason about the addition of Aaron Rodgers and what this meant and blah blah blah, and same result. New season, same result. Bottom of the AFC East. I mean, it's just. This is what they do. This is what they do. They're going to disappoint you. They're going to break your heart. That's just what they do.
You got to give them a little bit of a hype because they did beat the New England Patriots this past weekend yesterday for the first time in 15 tries.
Okay.
So that's something. So New York Jets,
I mean,
won your Super Bowl.
Yeah, that was a real ugly game. But yeah.
Okay. Hey, we'll a dub is a dub.
Fair enough.
So, and you beat Bill Belichick. You beat Bill Belichick, impossibly
his last game.
His last game.
So let's talk about that for a second because I find it interesting. What do you do in this situation if you're Robert Kraft? You have this legendary coach, won more Super Bowls, I believe, than any other coach in the history of the NFL. What do you do? It's been ugly ever since Tom Brady left.
I feel like Bill should just step away before he, you know, anything bad happens. You know? Like, yo, just out. I'm out. I'm done. I'm going to go to warm weather right now.
Yeah.
Probably LA, baby. The Chargers want you.
Yeah.
The Chargers desperately need you. You might be the guy that could change that Charger real curse out there.
Well, the Chargers kind of, you know what? I've heard this a lot of people saying he should go to the Chargers, and I'm like, I don't see it. But when you think about it, he's exactly what that franchise needs, because they need someone. Now, I do believe that the players, for the most part, set the culture in a locker room, but Bill Belichick is someone who walks in that door and is setting culture.
He is a culture in himself.
Yes, and it might not be a very fun culture, but that culture most of the time wins.
And it's something that, like, this West Coast candy-ass team of the Chargers needs.
They
need a little East Coast toughness in them.
They do.
They need a little cold bitterness in their life to experience more than just losing. Because what they lose in glorious weather. When you lose and when it's weather is nice out there and you can go to the beach after your loss, it doesn't feel that bad. You can be like, whatever, I lost, but I'm going to head to the beach right now. It's L.A. We're good. San Diego. You've been in San Diego and L.A. San Diego is the nicest town in the world.
Yeah.
Like, they have the greatest weather of all time. And then L.A. is, like, second to that.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, we're not losing, and we're losing, and it's not that bad. You need to bring in a guy like Bill Belichick who's going to realize, yeah, when you lose, I want dark storms over your head. I want doom and gloom in your eyes. I want you to realize that this is not going to stand anymore. Because, unfortunately, the Chargers don't have that. They don't have that edge.
Yeah, I couldn't.
And they need something. That's just a candy-ass West Coast team. I'm sorry.
I couldn't agree more with you. You're dead on, my friend. I know Statman Brad just had to step out of the room, but I did want to give a shout out to his Green Bay Packers. It looks like they've done it again, man. They drafted another potential franchise QB.
Same old G. Same old G.
Let's go back to it. All right. Hold on. My bad. I wasn't ready.
Sorry. Same old G.
Once again, the Green Bay Packers. Same old G. Another year, another franchise quarterback. It's unbelievable how you guys do this.
I mean, I wouldn't officially label him yet a franchise quarterback, but he's definitely looking better than what I was expecting in the beginning of the year.
I'd love to have him. Pun intended.
Okay? I mean, I enjoy him. Don't get me wrong.
You don't love him yet?
I mean, that back foot throw yesterday, he's starting to look like Aaron Rodgers.
He's looking good,
yeah.
Which is odd, but I don't want to get my hopes up because I was prepared for 15 years of hurt.
See, he makes tough throws.
Yeah.
And that's something that like you can't teach. You're going to have that or not. Yes. You're going to be able to make that throw or not, and he can make that throw.
It's the willingness to throw. Because a lot of guys will hold the ball and take the sack when he'll take that 50-50 shot, and more often than not right now, he'll make that play make it work.
This was my argument against Jimmy G for all those years, when Niners fans would argue against me, well, he can make those throws. Yeah, but he doesn't. I don't care what you can do. I don't care what you've done in the past. What are you doing? And if you're not willing to throw it, doesn't matter if you can or you can't, because you're never going to display it when it matters the most. And I want a quarterback who's willing to throw into double coverage occasionally when the game's on the line and have the cojones to make that play.
That's the idea of a gunslinger mentality.
Yeah.
You know, I want my quarterback to be a gunslinger. And to be a gunslinger, you got to be able to shoot and miss sometimes.
Yeah.
You got to be willing to shoot and miss and realize, but you have to be willing to shoot. And you know you're going to miss at points.
Yeah.
And you're going to get intercepted. But, like, if they're.
And you take what comes with it.
Yeah. Obviously, you want more tutties than interceptions, no doubt. You want to do that. But at the same point in time, you got to be able to put the ball out there. And you have to have that mentality of, like, I am better than this. I can get that ball into that tight window. I want my guy to have those balls. I want him to be able to be that big Dick Cheney energy out
there.
That's
right.
You know? That's what we need.
I have one. We'll get to break in 1 second. But I have one more nominee for the Shia LaBeouf Award.
Running for your life from Shia LaBeouf. He's brandishing a knife. It's Shia LaBeouf. Lurking in the shadows.
Jameis Winston, what's his deal, dude? What is going on with that guy?
Ultimate team player.
I mean, my God. And then to come through earlier in the season with, you know what's standing, I have what's standing in our way in this briefcase. And what was in the briefcase was nothing.
It's the idea of the Pulp Fiction briefcase, you know? You weren't supposed to know that.
I mean, this guy came in as one of the greatest college QBs we've ever seen, off one of the greatest seasons we've ever seen in college football. And his professional career has just been, I don't want to say a joke, because he has put up numbers, but also thrown more picks in a season than any other quarterback in the history of the NFL.
Did he not have a 40-40 season?
I think it was a 30-30.
Was it a 30-30
yeah.
season? Okay.
I'm pretty sure it was like 36 touchdowns, 36
James interceptions.
Winston?
Yeah,
30-30.
Yeah.
30-30. Right. I wanted to believe 40-40 because that would be spectacular.
The 40-40 club would be amazing.
That would be amazing. You should have done it just for the stat line.
So real quick, I just want to address, we understand that there's a high-pitched sound wave coming through the radio.
That's happening again?
Yeah, it's happening again. I'm trying to work on it, but I'm not hearing
That's
it.
That's not on you.
No, it's not, but I'm doing what I can. So thank you for hanging in with us, fans.
Just start punching the board, and I think it'll work. To everyone calling in, yeah, so we have a new board. It should be installed in the next week or so, so hopefully that eliminates the issue. So just hang tight out there. Sorry about that.
We'll try to be funnier to compensate for the sound waves.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. This is FM 90.1 KZFR, Chico. We are people-powered community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. You're listening to Talking About Practice. Dro, Derek, Statman Brad, all in the building. Woo. Our foreign correspondent, Aaron, will be with us momentarily. Want to give a shout-out to our friends at Friends of the Arts, your local state partner with the California Arts Council since 2001. Friends of the Arts has been creating economic opportunity by producing and supporting events and publishing a bi-monthly arts and culture newsletter. To stay in the know or have your events listed, visit Friends of Art. Oh, wait. Friends of .art? Wait, let me go back.
Need me to read it for you?
Friends of .art. There we go. Sheesh. Shout out to Friends of .art. and our boy Patrick Riley. And all the wonderful...
Is that written right?
That's how it's written. Friends Up. Google it. Friendsup.art.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I'm going to look this up.
Is that like .org? But like...
.art, baby.
.art, baby.
Shout out to all our wonderful underwriters. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all. And most importantly, shout out to you, our listeners, who listen through this high-pitched... situation we got going on here. I don't know what that buzz is. There's nothing I can do about it. I'm just a man. Anyway, we should probably get to the news here somewhere. There we go.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news, breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for the news. So, in this one, going international, y'all, start off strong. Start off strong. Now, if you don't realize there's countries out there other than the United States of America, there are. It's like 162 countries out there. I think a little bit more than that. I'll have Brad check it out when he comes back to the computer. But I want to say it's about 100 and... For some reason, 162 seems like the number I want to say, but I'm probably thinking baseball right now. Either way, we get into the news. We go over to the good old country of Belarus. Belarus. Now, if you don't realize, Belarus has itself a president by the name of Alexander Lukashenko. Now, Lukashenko is a legend. Why do I say that? Dude's been president for like 30 years. That's a good presidency right there. Dude is undefeated. Pretty much makes it that way. Writes it in his way that he's undefeated. But either way, undefeated nonetheless. Now, Mr. Lukashenko, I'm sorry, President Lukashenko, did something to further win at life. He pretty much wrote into law a law that essentially grants him immunity for life against all criminal charges. My dude, that's how you rule a country, with an iron fist. You get it so that you are impossible to take down. The law says that I am the god. And pretty much that's what happened to Lukashenko over here.
That's amazing.
So my dude, in law, cannot be processed for a crime. Him and his family. So shout out to him covering his family's ass too. That's nice of him to think of other
team player.
Absolutely. Thinking of other people other than himself right there. So the benevolent dictator, Mr. Alexander Lukashenko, as he is keeping Belarus a hospitable place and a place where tourists love to visit on the daily. And everyone knows Belarus is where the best, no, not chocolates, that's Belgium. Waffles, Belgium.
What is Belarus
known for? Is Belarus known for? Absolutely nothing. Mr. Lukashenko ruling with an iron fist. I think it's known for communism, actually. There you go. Belarus. People from Belarus right now listening, you're like, no!
I don't think Belarus is communist.
It was part of the Iron Curtain, though.
Fascist. Or socialist.
Or I think this is more, you're 100% right, it is more fascist right now because we have a president for 30 years. So, yeah. It's slightly fascist right there. I don't know what I'm trying to say
they're
right
now. They're known for their forests and their lakes.
I was going to say, they probably got some food out there. It's like... I'm thinking Eastern European pot dish that's like, it's going to be some type of pastry wrapped around meat that's boiled.
Oh.
That's like every Eastern European country I think of.
I'm looking it up.
Thank you.
Belarus.
Yeah, there we go. That's not a sketchy place at all. You won't lose your identity there. All right, one more story for us to end on the wild. Because, gymnast. Aaron said gymnast. They're known for gym. They are. Yeah,
that's right.
Aaron would know they're known for, those communist Iron Curtain countries love gymnastics. So Belarus and their gymnasts. Shouts to you. All right, one more story for you. We take you to the other foreign capital of the world, Florida. This is a good one, y'all. This is a nice, proper story where it's got the juicy details you want. It's got love. It's got the danger of life in danger. A young life in danger.
Oh, boy.
It's got mistresses. It's got girlfriends.
I'm in.
Let's do it. So, again, like I said, we head down to Florida where my main girl over here had herself a weekend.
Mm.
We're looking at you, Miss Zahara Percy, a 20-year-old up in Orlando area, where she, we'll start this off right now, is a seeing a guy. Now, this guy has got a girlfriend. With that girlfriend, he's got a kid with. So he's got a baby mom, that's his girlfriend.
Yes.
And he's got a mistress, a side chick.
Got it.
And that is our Zahara Percy over here. Now, Zahara, somehow, I don't know, it seems like they might not, it seems like it's all out in the open. But either way, is driving with the baby of her dude and the dude's girlfriend. Now, while she's driving with that baby, she takes said car and baby to confront the girlfriend. Again, she's got her kid in her car. What she had to do? Start to shoot up her girlfriend's car.
What?
Wow.
So Zahara, I think, wants to make a move
in tow.
With child in tow, yes. And is I think she's trying to make a little wedding move to make sure that she is the only one out there.
Yeah. There could only be one.
Only can be one. But unfortunately for Miss Percy, it wasn't her. She didn't get the girlfriend, and she got herself arrested.
Wow.
So, nice try.
Rightly done.
I will say, if you're, next time, if you're going to go out the key, you don't miss. You know?
That's right.
Next time, don't miss.
That's right.
Next time, don't have a baby in the car. And next time, find a different dude.
All great points.
So,
helpful advice.
Yeah. Best of luck to you, Miss Percy, out there in your future endeavors in the love life. Look me up when you're out. That's that ride or die right there. You don't find that much in life.
No, that's true. That's a good point.
That's the news, y'all.
And you don't have any kids to worry about.
No, none here. We're good.
Wow.
No child endangerment here.
And as we know, Derek's always looking for a side chick. Never a primary, though. Never a main.
that position is never going to be filled.
Oh, forever alone. All right. Let's class up the show a bit and bring on our foreign correspondent who covers all the sports that we didn't pay enough attention to. So we bring on Aaron. Aaron, hello. Aaron, hello.
How's it going,
guys? Yeah. There
we go. All right.
He hasn't forgotten how to do it. He hasn't forgotten how to do it.
Yeah, we gotcha. All right. So it's been quite a while, but we're happy to have you back. And as I understand it, we are, in fact, getting a hockey update today.
Fuck yeah.
We are. It has been a while, and I feel like hockey's pretty important. And I wanted just to hit a couple important stories, I think, that we've had over the last few weeks. There's the Winter Classic that happens every January 1. This year it was the Golden Knights versus the Seattle Kraken. It was in Seattle at their T-Mobile Park. It looks pretty cool. The pictures are always exciting. The Kraken ended up taking the win here. I think the hard part is NHL is really struggling, just kind of in general in the classic kind of showed that the stadium looked nice, but the audience looked a little weird. I don't know. I think it fell a tiny bit flat. So I hope they find a way to really revamp it and make it a really exciting game. Unfortunately, when you do it on January 1st, there's a lot of college football to compete with.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We'll see. But you know, always a classic, the Winter Classic.
How are your abs doing?
You know what? It could be worse.
Yeah.
However, they're looking much, much better. They were sort of in a slump at the end of the year, but their big scores have really picked it up. It's just the secondary that we really need. So we've got potential. We have got potential considering the fact that Las Vegas is in a big slump.
They are, yeah.
Yeah, the Kings are not looking good, but I am feeling really good compared to this team known as the San Jose Sharks.
Man.
Oh, my gosh.
That's so bad.
They're definitely getting the number one overall pick this year. That is, I'm feeling good about that.
Well, yeah. That's good. There's a little bit of positivity for you.
Yeah, there you go.
Hopefully they didn't trade it away like the Panthers did.
Man.
Hopefully not. Speaking of number one picks, I think this is the other big story. There's this kid, Connor Better. I haven't talked a lot about him because, you know, he plays for the Chicago Blackhawks. But this kid is, like, lights out, one of the best, you know.
He's the second coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Kid ends up breaking his jaw in kind of a dumb accident, which is unfortunate. So he's officially out indefinitely, and he was Chicago's shining light. So not looking good for them, for the Blackhawks.
That is a tough loss right now for just hockey in general, because the talk of Connor Bedard was that he was Gretzky reimagined, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was a former number one overall pick.
Right? He was, yeah, last year's first year pick. Yeah, right.
His jaw's broken. It's not the end of the world. He can definitely make a comeback, but not great for the season. He was the youngest player picked for the All-Star game, and then the next day he broke his jaw. So I have a feeling he's never going to an All-Star game ever again.
We'll probably never. We won't hear from him for a while.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. He's a hockey player. He'll be back in 2 weeks.
Yeah, seriously. Probably next game. Yeah, he's just wired shut right now. Everything. He's like, let's go.
Yeah, he's going to Kanye West it out there.
Seriously, yeah.
You got anything else for us on the hockey front?
That's it.
All right, you want to hang out and do some questions with us?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. I probably should have had those pulled up, huh? That would have been really helpful. Again, a little bit rusty, a lot of moving parts today.
We are also very distracted, too, as our Michigan just stopped Washington on third and goal.
Yeah. All right.
And with 120 left in the first half.
All right, this is making me nervous, but I digress. Listen, there was a lot of questions. I'm trying to figure out how to get to all of them because we're going to get backed up here. And so maybe we have to do like a breakout version that we just film or something that we put on the socials, but here we go.
Maybe just do one show with one half of the show dedicated to just questions.
I'm down.
We could probably do that.
Yeah, I know our fans love them.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so let's start here. Culture Killer. Hello, TBP gang members. Being that you all are envelope pushers and frequent line steppers, I figured this would be the right place to air out some of our grievances and get some feedback. I work at a company where the workforce in my department skews a little younger. We are, for the most part, all recent college grads within the last few years. We all hang out together outside of work. In our downtime at work, we horse around a decent amount, and all of us are not very PC type of people. We make rude jokes and constantly give one another a hard time. Recently, however, the dynamic has changed. We hired a younger guy. We will call him Rick, and he is not down with the good times. We play a game where we keep track of points for shooting garbage into each other's trash bins and yelling, "Kobe!" You are allowed to block the shot, and we keep a running score of all this. Rick isn't a fan of the game and recently said sternly, "All you guys do is mess around. I'm trying to work over here," which is actually pretty funny. Last week, we were all talking about what we did for New Year's Eve, and some of us actually went out together, so we were retelling some stories from the other night. They were not the most appropriate stories, but they weren't too edgy necessarily to dissuade us from talking about this at work. Rick interrupted the stories and said he didn't think this was an appropriate work conversation and that we should keep those convos for after hours. In addition to that, we are a pretty diverse workplace with employees from all different ethnic and socioeconomic backgrounds. Because we are so close, it is all fun and games. We often tease each other on matters of race and sex and whatnot. Rick has also mentioned that this is a huge problem if HR ever found out, which, yeah, it would be. It's 2024, guy. It didn't seem like a threat or anything, more of a cautionary deal, but how do we handle this? The workplace kind of sucks now that Mr. Buzzkill works there. Many of my coworkers have mentioned this when Rick is not around. One of the women who works with me recently asked what Rick's deal was and why he was so uptight all the time. Rick dismissed her and said that work should be just that, and the time for fun and games should be after hours and not during work. Rick might even be right about some of the stuff, but overall, the culture of the company has suffered since he started working. What advice can y'all offer about how to deal with Rick Thank you for the hysterical show. Keep up the good work in 2024. I'll hang up and listen. Great way to sign off there, bud. Aaron, you got anything for our buddy here?
Yeah, I mean, I do work in HR, so you do want to be a little bit careful. But if everyone is in on it except for Rick, and we're not playing games where we're hazing him, where we're harassing him, I think you're okay. Sometimes someone's not a culture fit, and that's okay. Rick will work himself out of a job, I guarantee you. If you're getting your job done, if your manager doesn't have a problem with it, and literally everyone else is in on it, you know what? I think you're okay. Get Rick a pair of noise-canceling headphones so he doesn't have to hear you horsing around. And don't throw trash in his trash can.
Yeah, I think my suggestion is, one, some of the horsing around, maybe the race stuff, the sex stuff in particular, you probably should knock that off in the workplace. I get it. We like to have a good time here. Mm-hmm. Even on the radio show, we all give each other a hard time because we're all friends in real life. But some of the stuff we say to each other isn't necessarily appropriate for folks who don't know the dynamics. I can understand as an outsider for Rick being like, what is this place? But I do like the idea of noise canceling headphones if that's an option. And especially if you do it in a way that's kind of sincere, like, hey, Rick, we know we annoy you. And we do. We like to have fun here. And we get that you're a little more serious and want to work. We get that. We're sorry. Now listen, we like to have a good time. Here, we bought you these for when we're bugging you. Or can you get Rick in on at least some of the games? Like, hey, this is why we play it. We get a lot of downtime. This is how the game works. We have a spreadsheet. We'd like to add you to it. And maybe, you know, spice it up. Winner gets a gift card at the end of every month or whatever. And see if you would be down to get in on it. And we'll loosen up. That's really all I can say. But, I mean, you just heard from a gal in HR, so.
Yeah, I feel like that's enough said right
enough
there.
Enough said, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
But Rick does seem like a lame person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all know a Rick.
Yeah.
We all know a Rick. And Rick brings down the group average and is fine with killing the fun. Rick's the guy who asked the teacher if she forgot about the homework.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. All right. This one's titled Holiday Hookup. Hello, guys. And Aaron, I'm a 29-year-old woman writing into the show. Thank you for having Aaron on as your foreign correspondent and representing for us ladies that love the show. I'm writing to ask you advice on hooking up with a friend. I still live here in Chico, where I grew up, because I ended up getting a really good job back here after I finished school in San Diego. Wanted to move back and be closer to my family, blah, blah, blah. Every year during the holidays, many of my friends return home to see their families. This time of the year was no different, but I ended up having a drunk hookup with one of my friends that is in the immediate group, or as Drew and Derek would call them, my dinner friends. So just to remind y'all, dinner friends are your close group that you would actually do a nice dinner with. Everyone else that meets you at the bars after, those are your other friends.
Small group versus large group friends.
Yeah.
Small group friends, small group.
Yeah, small group friends you talk to regularly, or it's more like family type.
Yeah.
All right, we got it. Moving on. Thanks for explaining that to everyone, Drew. No problem. The guy hooked up with, we will call him John. I know you like anonymity on these things. And I have been close friends since freshman year of high school. I was never really attracted to John, but a few vodka martinis in, I got carried away and we had a night together. We have hung out since, and everything seemed normal, and we even had a second hookup, NYE. You guys are just going crazy out here. Good for you. I know that sleeping with friends is never really a good idea, but I can use some help on how to traverse this particular situation. We both laughed about how ridiculous this situation is and how we never saw this happening, but I can't stop thinking about John and the fact that we have continued talking nearly every day since New Year's Eve. It is usually very casual. We send each other memes on IG or something like that. But recently he messaged me and said he was planning on coming back for his grandmother's birthday at the end of the month. He asked if it would be weird if we hung out, to which I replied, no, I don't think so. The weird thing is him asking if it would be weird because usually whenever he comes home, we hang out anyway. So the only difference is now we have hooked up. What should I do? John is a really great guy, but not someone I necessarily really ever saw myself with. Like I mentioned before, I previously never even really found him attractive. Now that we have hooked up and have continued to talk a little more frequently than usual, I guess I'm just confused. Do you all have rules about dating friends, or have you ever dated a friend? Should I try and get things back to how they were before we hooked up, or do you think it might be worth the risk of ruining friendship or even possibly ruining the group dynamic by seeking something more than a friendship? John does live 3 hours away, so it'd be easy to play this off and just say, hey, you know, maybe occasionally when you're in town type of deal. I don't even know if John wants the same thing, but the increase in conversation since our recent little fling tells me that he might be having the same internal conflict. What advice would you give someone in my shoes? Thank you all. And thank you, Aaron, again for breaking up the bro show every now and then and adding a woman's touch to the shenanigans. First of all, thank you to all the ladies who write into the show. Mm-hmm. Brad is chomping off the bit to get in here, so go ahead, bud.
Which she was asking Aaron, but yeah, go for it, Brad. Yeah, yeah. Give us your first take.
You can go.
Brad, I want to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, seriously. You started this.
I mean, so it's not going to go back to the what it used to be. Let me just say that from the get-go. Like, you're not going back to what it used to be. I would say really dig deep and figure out what you want and what you are looking for, either it's going to be casual or a full partnership, and then think, is John this guy? And then if it comes to, I want to pursue John, ask him. Because it's only going to get weird if you don't ask, because you're going to get weird about it, because you're thinking, I want to be with John, but I don't know if he wants to be with me in the whole.
Yeah.
So
I would say I do think it's possible to be, for two adults to be like, hey, let's, that was a silly thing. We're not in love. Neither one of us were dating anyone. We didn't break any rules. But for the sake of the friendship, let's not do this. But if you're kind of into it, I would find out if he's into it. But Brad and I also, we both married friends.
Yeah.
I started off with someone who's a friend, and we said, let's keep this casual. And that was 4 years ago. Now we're married. So maybe Aaron could advise better than I could on this.
Yeah, I tend to lean to the don't hook up with friends because of, like, the scariness that it's going to wreck the friend group.
Yeah.
But you're mature adults, then, you know, maybe it can be casual, but if and when you do catch feelings, you got to be upfront. You got to be honest immediately. You know, don't get into this, because that is what will ruin the friend group. You know, if you can do the casual stuff only when he comes home and everyone's cool with it, because we're both single and all of our friends are together and it sucks because we're the only single people.
Yeah.
But as soon as you start to feel something, you have to be very, very honest. And that's, I think, can be the hard part, is being honest with this person and saying, hey, I've caught feelings. And if they don't feel it back, rejection sucks. But in the long run, it will be better for you. But
yeah,
it is scary. But again, if you're both mature adults, it can be done.
Well, and are you really catching feelings for this guy? I mean, ask yourself, are you really catching feelings for this guy, or are you comfortable because you know him and it's not some dude you met off an app that you're like, I don't know what this dude's all about. You've known this guy since, I think you said, since freshman year, and you're 29, so you've known this guy half your life, right? And so are you really into it, or have you just not, you know, hooked up in a while, and you're like, been
maybe
a little...
you're in a low place, and it's Christmas, and it's New Year's Eve. Maybe you're not, you know.
Right. That's kind of my point, is like, how real is this? Or is it like, hey, you know, like we had a good time. This was fun. I've been a little lonely lately. Having someone to shoot memes back and forth with is kind of fun. You know, I would dig deep there and figure out, like, yo, am I really into this? Or is it just kind of the timing and just where I'm at before you make any decisions? Overall, yeah, probably not the best to date someone that's in your immediate friend group or even hook up with them. If things can go back to the way they were and you're cool with that and he's cool with that, then great. You risk nothing.
I'm with the idea that you're probably just in the lonely category right now of the times. It's winter depression. It comes in.
Yeah.
You wish you were with somebody.
Season.
Yeah. You want that and you don't have it. This is the wrong time to get it.
Yeah.
If you don't have it before the season starts, don't seek for it now because you're going to go for the wrong person.
100%.
Because you're just like, I'm lonely. I'll take whatever I can get.
Yes.
You know, and you're like, everybody sounds fantastic just because you want somebody.
Yes.
Don't do it now. Okay. If you had it once, enjoy that one time or couple times you've had it. If it's and just realize, hey, this is that was it, that one time thing.
Yep,
and just move on. This is not the time to find it, I would say.
The amount of partners that Derek and I have made fit the winter schedule.
It's just not cold.
You don't want to go out. You just kind of want someone to watch a movie with,
yeah,
hang out with, go to dinner with. You're not looking to get out there. And then the spring comes around, and you're like, oh, what was I doing? I have qualified way too many people who did not even turn in an application.
And then you have to deal with all the everything that the person that you are with right now that you didn't want to deal with. And you're like, oh, no, this is like, you're crazy.
I think we nailed it.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
You got fooled. No, we're in halftime right now.
I got fooled.
It's halftime. Sorry.
All right.
I know.
Sorry, Aaron. Excellent as always. Thank you. And we'll catch up with you next week.
Talk to you later, guys. Go Michigan.
Go Blue, baby. Let's go.
Thank you to Aaron as always. Do you have a North State update for us, sir?
I got a quick one. Got a lot of basketball.
Because I gotta grind my gears.
You don't even need to play the music.
Oh,
we're going to go in real quick. For men's basketball, they are 10-2 overall with a four-game win streak. It is looking good for the Wildcats starting off. They're going to be at home this weekend against Stanislaus State on Thursday and Cal State Monterey Bay on Saturday. Going to the women, they have the same thing coming up. They have Stanislaus State on Thursday and Monterey Bay on Saturday. They are 9-4 overall with a 5-game win streak. Go Cats! They're 5-2 in conference. Men, they are 5-2 in conference. So great bounce back from last time we talked about them. They had a couple losses to their name, but they are recovering. So going to prep basketball. Pleasant Valley girls basketball is 11-6, 1-0 in league. They're going to be playing against Foothill tomorrow. Going to Chico High girls, they are 8-7 right now. They have not played a league game yet, but they will be playing against Enterprise on Tuesday. Going to Chico High boys, they are 11-6 overall right now with a 1-0 in league right now. They'll be playing against Enterprise on Tuesday, and the Pleasant Valley boys are 11-5, 1-0 in league. So everybody basically has almost 11-6 record except for the Chico High girls, who could turn around during regular seasons. And that is my North State update. Oh, also real quick, I forgot. They're doing a new ticket system on your phone for high school games on some of the games. And I love this new price that they have. Eighth grade and under without a parent, $20. Eighth grade and under with a parent, $5. I love that they're charging more for eighth grade and under because they are a nuisance at those games without parents. Without parental supervision, terrible. That's I'm glad amazing. They're making them pay a lot more to babysit.
I don't remember at that age having to pay for games.
Yeah, I feel like I could have just walked in.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you could have. But at the same time, they have become such a nuisance at those games, they're charging them up the wazoo so they have a parent.
What about, are there eighth graders at these schools? I thought these were high schools.
No, this is high school, right?
High school. Yeah.
So there are no eighth graders.
Ninth grade is your cutoff.
Okay.
So what about if you're a student that goes to the school, do you get to go for free or do you have to buy
it's
ticket?
If you have a ASB card, it's $5.
Okay.
General admission,
that
$6.
That sounds about right.
So
okay.
You say right, you yeah. save a buck if you're AS if you have an ASB.
I always played on the teams. I'd never.
Same. So sorry, I was a bench player.
I was the same man. I was able to just find my way into the gymnasium and just like get into there.
Yeah,
but,
I know people.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see this varsity jacket?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Like, dude, you know who I am?
Yeah.
Okay. I got records at this school.
That's right.
That's right. The glory days, baby. Yeah.
I did set the record at my school for most technical fouls in a season.
Atta babe.
I was a bit of a hothead. Anyway.
Was it going after the refs or going after the other
team? It was just being a jerk in general.
I mean, when you got the leading record, it's probably a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
A little sprinkle of everything.
Yeah. Listen, I've calmed down. I was a different man back then. Okay?
All right.
Couple quick grinds my gears.
Yeah, plenty of them.
All right. I'll knock one out, then you knock one out.
Yeah.
Yours are probably better than mine, but that's all right.
You know what really grinds my gears?
The winter in general. I'm tired of it being cold. I'm tired of it being dark earlier. I'm tired of sugar. I'm tired of being fat. I'm tired of everyone being at the gym. I appreciate everyone trying to get in shape, but we can't go outside. I can't ride my bike at night when I get off work. I can't go golf. I'm over you, winter.
Winter's tough.
It is.
Winter's tough, yeah.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
You know what really grinds my gears?
LED lights on cars.
Oh, yeah.
I can't see.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it. You can see for miles and miles, but you're behind me. I'm blinded. I'm dead. I can't. Everything in front of me right now is just gone because of your LED lights right now. Stop it. Just get regular lights. You don't need to see a mile in front of you. You just need to see 50 feet in front of you. Please.
Nope.
really grinds my gears.
Anyone not in my contacts texting me? Don't text me. Democratic Party of California, don't care, don't know what list I'm on, but I'm not voting for you guys or the other guys, because guess what? I'm not voting anymore. I'm over it. Also, all these scammers that try to get on here and scam me via text, I miss scammers that hustled. If you want to call me and you want to take money out of my pocket by talking to me on the phone, I can at least respect that hustle.
The whole texting one is like no personal touch.
No.
Personal touch whatsoever.
No.
It's
come on.
Lazy and bland.
Work harder to steal money from me.
Give me another one, man. Come on. Yeah.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When people don't